How much time do you reckon you spend waiting at level crossings in your neck of the woods?
Yeah, and if it's a freight train going through, probably an hour.
It might feel like an hour or a coal train, and it's quite an issue right across southeast Queensland. In fact, waiting for a train to go past, the boom gates are down. Since 2020, there have been 30 collisions and one death at rail level crossings in Queensland.
Yeah.
And just looking at some figures about level crossings here in the Sunshine State versus other areas around the country, in the past 9 years or so, Victoria has removed 70 level crossings. Queensland, we've done none. A few on the list. Mm. Robert Dow is from the advocacy group Rail Back on Track. Robert Dow, good morning.
Good morning, Craig and Loretta.
When was the last time a rail level crossing was removed in Brisbane?
Greater Brisbane, 2014. We had the Telegraph Road, Bald Hills, level crossing removed, and the other one at Geebung, Robertson's Road. Since then, stagnation.
And firstly, the reasons for those ones being removed, was it because they were dangerous?
Well, they're all dangerous. There are also some impacts on traffic flows and flows of buses and emergency vehicles. And it blocks pedestrians and cyclists and other active transport modes as well, Loretta. It's very important that we start to remove some of these level crossings. As you mentioned in your intro, Craig, people can be held up for long times. Now, on the Gold Coast line, for example, they're talking about trains at peak every 5 minutes. Now, when you take into account the services coming up from the Gold Coast, the Ben Lee line trains themselves and trains going in the opposite direction, we're looking at gates being closed 40, 45, 50 minutes at times on that line. Now, that makes the traffic situation unmanageable. So we need to start accelerating our level crossing removal program.
So, now, Robert, when they remove a level crossing, though, what replaces it and how long does that take?
Okay, well, it can take up to 3 or 4 months to do an open level crossing removal, as they call them. There are a variety of techniques that can be used, though. The default position in southeast Queensland seems to be a road over the top of the rail line, but there's better ways of doing it. Now, in Melbourne, which you mentioned, they've done a lot of elevated rail as part of the way of removing these level crossings. Now, the benefits of that are that it's a lot less disruptive to actually do. You can keep trains running on the surface while you do the elevated rail, believe it or not. But the end result is that you remove that barrier that's in a particular suburb, so the suburb becomes open, the traffic flows freely, as do the emergency vehicles and the buses, and in the case of Melbourne, the trams, and you get the opportunity to create these magnificent linear parks, which are a community activity centre. Now, I've been down to Melbourne regularly to monitor their level crossing removal progress, and in fact, I'm going down again in August to have a look at the recent level crossing removals in Melbourne. Now, they're the centre of world expertise in level crossing removal at the moment. We think Queensland needs to tap into that expertise, set a target of at least 4 each financial year and get cracking. The longer we wait, the worse the outcomes are going to be in terms of safety impacts, worsening traffic congestion and a lack of amenity for the suburbs.
Now, it's not also a cheap exercise, though, is it?
No.
And that's to be, I guess, acknowledged. You know, like there's been a list of a few hotspots that the Queensland government have had for a number of years. Has it been funding that's the stumbling block? What's your understanding there, Robert?
Well, it's funding is one thing, but it's also cooperation between federal and, in some cases, Brisbane City Council, as well as the state government. Now, the RACQ, the SEQ Council of Mayors and ourselves, Rail Back on Track, have been advocating now for a good 10 years to get these level crossings removed. Now, some of the priority ones I'll mention, Boundary Road, Coopers Plains, there's a business case underway for that, but it seems to have sort of stalled. Cavendish Road, Cooperoo.
Yep.
Beams Road, Castledine, now there's a business case underway for that, but again, the latest federal infrastructure review has put that on hold again. Other priority level crossings that we think need to be done urgently, South Pine Road, Orderly, Wacol Station Road, Wacol, the situation at Lyndon, remember there was a fatality there a few years ago?
Yes.
They've agreed to upgrade the station but not remove the level crossing. I mean, it's just silly. Warrigal Road and Fruitgrove needs to be done, Old Bow Desert Road in Salisbury, Trinder Crossing at Trinder Park, Stones Road and Sunnybank. Now, as part of the Gold Coast Faster Rail project, they have committed to remove 5 level crossings. That's a track upgrade between Currabee and Benlea.
Yeah.
They're going to remove level crossings at Currabee, Woodridge, Bethania, Homeview and Benlea. But they've still got those other crossings on the Gold Coast line that need to be done as well. So I'm really pleased that you're highlighting this particular issue this morning, Craig and Loretta. It's important. We need to start removing them as soon as possible. We need a dedicated level crossing removal authority like they did in Victoria. Tap into the expertise in Victoria and let's get cracking.
Let's get cracking, you say, Robert Dow. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.
From the advocacy group Rail Back on Track, your thoughts around this, and if you're stuck waiting at a level crossing this morning, let us know. 0467 922 612 is how you can get in touch with a text.
Yeah, a lot of texts coming through, actually. Bill at Kedron, I think all suburban rail lines should be put underground. This would eliminate all level crossings and low rail bridges. Obviously, that would eliminate incidents between vehicles and pedestrians. The road network would be far more efficient.
Yeah. Pretty costly to do so, Bill. And look, should that be the aim long term? And then we look at other solutions between now and then. The minister responsible, Mark Bailey, wasn't available to come to air this morning, but his office has sent through a statement saying 7 major level crossings are earmarked for removal in southeast Queensland, with Beams Road underway now. 5 level crossings between Currabee and Benlea to be removed as part of the track duplication project. So Robert Dow mentioned that. And Boundary Road level crossing now very close to the total funding required, with a final top-up from the Albanese government pending after another $46 million allocation in the state budget a week or so ago. Since January 2020, the statement says Queensland has recorded 1 death at a level crossing. The majority of collisions are caused by drivers failing to stop or give way to passing trains, and this isn't something we can fix alone. Your thoughts around it? 1300 222 612, or you can text 0467 922 612.